Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has over 120 podcasts containing information about aviation technologies and pilot experiences for general and business aviation, from home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech. Plain Talk provides information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 2,200 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years experience in the technology, telecommunications, and aviation industries. So we're here at AirVenture Oshkosh 2024, the Plane Talk cockpit, with probably one of the coolest companies here, Skyrise. And Ray Wirt is Vice President of Communications. Ray, welcome to the Plane Talk cockpit.
It's really, really great to be here today.
Tell the Plane Talk audience a little bit about Skyrise.
Sure. Skyrise is it has been around for about 7 years now. We're a company that has been developing the world's, frankly, first operating system for flight. We've created an aircraft agnostic system that is capable of operating a fixed wing rotorcraft or even eVTOL.
It's an amazing piece of technology. And first, let me thank you for allowing me some time in the simulator. And as a fixed wing pilot with absolutely no experience flying a helicopter, it was just amazingly simple. You've completely changed the pilot integration with the machine.
Well, I'm really glad to hear you say that. I know that there are a lot of people who've been working very, very hard on this, and so it's always gratifying to hear that their hard work is being appreciated, and their hard work has the chance to be able to achieve our mission, which frankly is to make all of aviation simpler and safer.
As you mentioned during the simulation, during the ride, you know, you started with the most difficult platform. It looks like you've just got it completely nailed. And I can't imagine as we go downstream into simpler technologies, simpler aircraft and eVTOLs, that it's going to be completely amazing.
Well, I think all of us know that if we're really going to be able to build general aviation, it's going to require building greater trust and confidence in general aviation by not only current pilots, but future pilots. And it's really, really important that we're thinking about how we as an industry can be approaching a means of air flight that's going to be simpler and safer. I think that what we're trying to do here at Skyrise is to take advantage of the new technologies that are available to us to develop something that's going to allow us to be able to up-level pilots, not take away control, but to give them greater control and to restore executive function and, frankly, the joy of flight to people that are, I think, in a world that's, frankly, just become way too complex.
And I think, as you said, the level of engagement between pilot and command and passengers is going to completely change as you're changing and reducing aircraft workloads.
Oh, completely. Task saturation is a real thing. The more gadgets, the more things in the cockpit doesn't necessarily make you safer, because they end up being sort of strapped on top of current systems. And what we've really done is looked at things through sort of a clean sheet approach, which is, how do you remove all the mechanical controls? And if you're able to build from scratch, creating a simplified fly-by-wire system with simplified controls that allow a pilot to be able to do things and be more capable and more focused on that bigger picture executive function that's important in order to truly keep people safe.
And really changing the dynamics between aviate, navigate, and communicate.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that I think is really, really important for anyone who's looking at Skyrise One, our first aircraft that features our SkyOS universal operating system, is that we are, I think you'll see relatively quickly, and I'm sure you saw in the sim, that we haven't changed the the process. What we've done is we've just found a way to be able to ensure that we're creating a higher level of automation in order to be able to remove those potential error-prone sort of rote functions that frankly are the ones that cause the greatest potential grievance for pilots.
And with some smarts built into the aircraft systems, as you said, managed by SkyOS, you're really ensuring that pilots aren't flying close and then outside of the flight envelope of the aircraft that can lead to bad things, as we saw yesterday here at AirVenture.
Yeah, absolutely. And we really have, I think we've really dialed in a system that has, it does an amazing job of creating a protected flight envelope for the pilot and that flows with the pilot based on what the pilot's requests to the system are. So if you're trying to move upward, like if you're trying to ascend or descend, it's going to shift the envelope with you. If you're also trying to accelerate, or if you're trying to decelerate, it's going to open up that flight envelope and really try to keep you safe and protected no matter what you're trying to do as a pilot.
It's amazing tech. And I have to say, folks, if you have the opportunity at an aviation event to jump into SkyRise simulator, it's just fascinating. And why don't we switch gears just a tiny bit and talk about your relationship with Robinson?
Sure. We have a great partnership with Robinson. They are probably one of our most important suppliers, especially given that they are providing us the form factor for the SkyRise 1. One of the reasons that we chose the Robinson R-66 as our first aircraft is, number one, is that we're of the belief that if you could solve the biggest challenge first, it's a lot easier to be able to solve the more simple challenges. And I think all of us can agree that a single engine helicopter is probably pretty challenging. But Robinson has been a great partner, and we're going to be receiving R-66s directly from the factory under utilizing their TC in order to be able to provide an STC for the SkyRise 1 by pulling out the mechanical components and installing our fly-by-wire system and simplified controls, and frankly opening up space to be able to create a cockpit that's heretofore been never been seen in a helicopter.
Well, I can't wait for the opportunity to retrofit the Commander 114 B that I fly.
It's a great thing about having an aircraft agnostic system is that sort of the sky literally is the limit here. We have all sorts of opportunities to be able to choose our next aircraft, and we're in a lot of discussions around what our next aircraft is going to be.
And if you don't mind me asking the pesky question, how did your founder come up with the name SkyRise?
So Dr. Mark Groden, this is his absolute passion. He has a great story to tell around his grandfather and a desire to be able to spend more time with him. And actually, the number that's on the aircraft that you see sitting out front has a special meaning around it, because it lines up with the date of a magazine that was given to him by his grandfather with a flying car on the front.
Fun.
And that has been sort of that has made him his mission this for his entire life.
Wow.
And it is truly a privilege to be able to follow someone with the type of passion that Mark has, the type of mission driven personality that Mark is, and frankly intelligence. I mean, he's literally one of the smartest people I've ever met.
So with FAA certification sometime in 2025.
Yep.
I mean, what's the biggest challenge that SkyRise is facing in 2024?
We've got a few challenges. I mean, we're not done yet. We've got a lot of work left to do on SkyRise 1, but we feel really confident that we have got great technology. We have really, really smart people who are working on this, and we've got some great, great partners, and we've got some very, very interested customers. So I think right now it's about execution. And sort of this Oshkosh sort of being our coming out party, if you will, for SkyRise 1. This is about trying to get our message out there and get our story out there and let people know that they should, if they're interested, they should come to the website of SkyRise.com and learn more about the SkyRise 1 around SkyOS and put a reservation down.
You know, folks, honestly, put a reservation down. This is very, very, very cool tech, and certainly having the freedom of flight, especially with a helicopter where you're really, the world really opens up the proverbial oyster.
I completely agree. So
I'm kind of curious, SkyOS, we start to think about the connected cockpit, ubiquitous 5G networks, SkyOS 2, are we going to see any AI operating in the background with instantaneous data uploads to the sky, excuse the pun, cloud, to provide even greater functionality?
You know, it's interesting. That's actually a really, really good question. So, and the reason is that actually our system is AI based, but it's not generative AI. It's not like ChatGPT or like, you know, the weird imagery and stuff. It's not trying to make things up. It's not hallucinating. It's what's called a deterministic expert AI system. What that means is it's basically a series of if-then statements, ensuring that you're getting the same output for every series of inputs that you're putting in. That type of a system is, in our belief, and in the belief of Mark Grodin, our founder, is that this is really the only type of AI that should be used in transportation. Not generative AI, not like what we're seeing in, you know, ChatGPT, but determinative expert AI systems that are really built on the world's smartest pilots and the physics of the situation that the pilot finds themselves in.
Absolutely amazing. And I suppose one of the outcomes is a huge increase in safety, a reduction in horrible accidents.
Absolutely. So since 2000, there have been over 3,400 deaths that have occurred in aviation in the United States alone. Over 1,000 of those occurred in helicopters. We believe that based on our system is that we could have saved 870 to 900 of those lives.
Wow, that's amazing.
And that's, you know, when you're talking about 80 to 90% safer flight, that's a win for everyone.
You know, as we really think about that value proposition of saving lives through safety and systemization of safer flight, it's just incredible the work that SkyRise and the team is doing.
Like I said, we're a mission-driven organization, and our mission is to—it's really encapsulated in our tagline that you see sitting up right behind us, which is "Fly simple, fly safe." And we need to reduce complexity, and we need to ensure that pilots are able to spend their time focusing on the important stuff if we're ever going to be able to get the level of safety that's necessary.
And then I suppose SkyOS 2 will bring in the next killer, which is bad weather decisions.
Well, the great thing is that we are going to be IFR capable.
Wow.
So I can't stress enough the value proposition of SkyRise 1. This is a well-kitted Robinson R66. Is about 1.4 million per aircraft. SkyRise 1 will be sold initially for 1.8 million. So getting 80 to 90% safer flight, IFR capable, simplified controls, touch screens, a great up-leveled interior for only just a few $100,000 more.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah,
it's an absolute no-brainer. And removing the cyclic, the pedals, and radically changing the workload of the pilot in command.
Yep, that's our belief. So
thank you so much for being part of the Plane Talk Cockpit. Any final words, Ray?
No, other than really appreciate you taking the time to experience not only the simulator, but to have me on today. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast.